Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Good evening. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all, it is Thursday night. You know how we do. We're going to take it easy. We're going to lay back. We're going to have a good time. All right, it has been a long week for me. I was out of town. I just got back this afternoon. However, the show must go on. I am beat, tired, wore out. But you know what? I'm going to still entertain you this evening. All right. You know how we do. We have to support our local come-up. Always, always make sure you check us out at www.lawlessradio.com. All right. We are looking for artists, especially R&B artists, the neo-soul, the jazz artists. I would love, love to have you on my show. So y'all need to reach out to me, okay? All right, so I'm going to play a little music, and you know how I do. My new format is nothing but music for the first 30 minutes. I'll come back and talk with you in a little bit. Right now, this is Being Ignored by Lene Michele.
That left a young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is,
but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them or you get hurt first, depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for show. You may come, you may go, I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing, in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale, relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored, truly I do cut for you. Hopefully, you can see, wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me that I'm never on your mind. How can you look at me the way you do, then say to have no follow through? If you want me like you said before, then why am I being ignored? How can you grin at me from ear to ear, then prove that you'd be so insincere? If you want me, what you're waiting for, tell me why am I being ignored? How can you look at me the way you do, then say no to have no follow.
Just wanna be your everything from now until it's got me dreaming, fiending, wishing, hoping, just for some time.
Sure.
Good evening. Good evening. All right. This is Catrice. I know I said I was going to play until 9:30, but you know what? I figured, you know what the hell, I just want to talk. So, all right. So I had one of those weeks this week. I was out traveling. I went to the great state of Colorado, and it was really beautiful. It was beautiful there. I mean, the weather was just awesome. And so I was like, oh, man, this is nice. So it was really nice. But, you know, what's really cool about it is that I was able to just chill out and relax. And it's something that I really, really needed. So, you know, I'm just like, okay, all right. You know, I was talking to some people in Denver. I was at the airport. And I was talking to some folks in Denver, and they were talking about how people, you know, use different types of services, you know, to get the things that they need. So I was fortunate enough to be upgraded to first class, and I was talking to this man because he was looking at his website. So hold tight. Let me bring in my girl here. What's up, Melissa? You there, girl?
Hey, honey. How are you?
I'm good. You at work tonight?
Yes, we met.
Oh, yes. Well, actually,
I want you to finish talking because I have something I want to say after you get done. And
okay.
I'm not going to just make them bad.
Okay, that's cool. So I was on this flight. I was coming back from Denver, and I was on this flight, and I was fortunate enough to be bumped to first class, which is really kind of cool. And I was with this gentleman was in the aisle next to us or whatever. You know, we can kind of see, you know, me and my coworker kind of see what was what they were talking about, right? And so he had this website up, and his website was a website for corporate professionals who want to have affairs with other corporate professionals that travel around. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And I'm like, okay, so how does this website really work? And so I actually started talking to him. He says, basically what it is that you sign up this website, and it's other corporate professionals, and you all have, like, this mutual agreement that, you know, this is just purely, you know, when I'm coming into the state, you know, in town, you know, and you so happen to be traveling into that state, you know, we just hook up, and then we go on about our business. And I'm like, man, I said, people really actually do this? And this guy's like, yes. I said, so, I came out and asked him, I said, so since you're on the site, I take it that you're a member. He says, yeah, I am a member. And I said, so, I mean, what do you think that your wife is doing while you up there hooking up with other corporate folks? He says, what I don't know won't hurt me, but I travel too much. And sometimes I need a little pick-me-up, and then when I get home, she doesn't want to do it. And he says, that's aggravating. I prefer not to get a divorce. I'd rather just do it this route. So, I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, what do you think about that, Melissa? You know,
well, that's a bit much for me, but
isn't it?
It may work for some people. Did it say everybody that was a member was necessarily married?
Well, no. Well, actually, the site is specifically for that. It's like these are married people that want to be monogamous and don't want a whole lot of people to know. But I'm like, well, hell, you're on a website, so I mean, who won't know? And you have to, in order to really work the site, you have to pay in advance. Before, you know, you don't get no free trials and all that.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty.
Okay. Isn't it much? Wouldn't that be something that's just gonna be a little bit much to deal with?
I've heard of worse. That's all I can say.
Okay. So, girl, tell me what you've been. What was you gonna have to say?
Yeah, I have something to say about some. Okay. Well, hopefully, there was something that I was going to say that I'm not because I was asked not to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go there.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep it, you know, ladylike. But, no, well, it's a lot of people, I guess, a few where I've heard that we're talking about the things that we talk about on the website and on the show. And my take on that is, if anything that anybody on the show says, including me, offends you, why listen? I don't get that. And it just flies over my head. I don't even get why you're listening if you're offended by anything we say. You know, we have a lot of fun, and it's called The Raw Deal for a reason. And I don't get it. Now, on top of that, I don't know if you listened to your show last night, but I did. I caught a little of it. And he was talking about, you know, how people are hating. And to me, I see that as that. But, and I was offended. Well, I wasn't offended. I was upset. But then I thought about it. You know, if you take that much time out of your day to think about what I'm doing and worry about what I'm doing, then I'm doing something like, because that means you have to literally call in, listen, then take in what we're saying. Go back and report to the people you're reporting to what we talked about. You're doing a lot of things about me. So, thank you.
Exactly. Well, you know, but the thing is, so, okay, let me just say this, because a lot of people feel that they have to say things to kind of clear the air to get it out, but the point of radio, okay, here's the point. The point of radio is we have free speech, okay, and the reason why companies and I believe why the chairman wanted to start this radio show is because we wanted to give everybody a platform to see and understand that there is a lot of artists out there, independent underground unsigned artists out there that need to have their music heard. And so while we're supporting the local come up, we're also going to give you some topics in which, you know, that everyday life that we talk about. So
also,
not everybody, hold on a second. Not everybody is going to like what someone says on a radio show. Not everybody.
I did clarify there are other shows for Lawless too. It's not just about them. If you're looking for something else, call in and listen to somebody else. We talk about what we talk about.
Well, the thing is, what I'm saying is that everybody has a free speech. It doesn't matter whose show that you want. You can be on the People Show, you can be on Sherm Show, you can be on Attica Show, you can be on TL Show, My Show, So Ambitious. We got a whole lineup. So it doesn't, you know, while the Raw Deal does have a following of individuals, which is great. You know, we all have to understand that we all have free speech, so anybody can call in. Although I get a lot of callers that have crazy things to say that you would never think of. Like, why would you say something like that? You know, because it's just totally ignorant. But that's, in my opinion, is ignorant. To them, it makes perfect sense.
Right.
But
you get that every week. Huh?
I mean, right. It's an every week occurrence. So I'm not going to knock you because what I feel that is ignorant and what makes sense to you, I mean, hey, what you know, and they always say what makes sense to you makes sense to somebody out there.
Right.
Okay? And sometimes it doesn't make sense to anybody. How we got to work? Okay? All right, girl, you hold tight, okay?
All right.
Now, all right, y'all, so I am going down that path. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play a little bit more music, okay? Y'all going to hold tight. I play Brandon Kane. You know what? I'm going to give you another hit by J. Cale, and this is Scream. Y'all hold tight. I'll be right back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio.
Oh, trouble simply for my family. Go to work every day and still have no money. Living in this world, it gets harder and harder. Wishing for my big break to come today or tomorrow. Even though I'm smiling, the sun's not shining. Inside my soul, my heart is crying out. Ooh. Yeah. I keep on running. I keep on
Radio. This is Faith Diggs, Treatment Right.
Trying to come back to me. west, north, and south, without a doubt. Everybody know I just you me talk out. Me give you pure love and make you scream and shout. Chart of breath, you they get when me give you, when me sex. Satisfy your agony, girl, you know me at the best. But in Rastaman heart, you want me test. Sing again.
Thank you.
right, I'm back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all, you know how we do. We got to take it easy and get our night together. I am beat. When I'm talking about beat, just wiped out. Had a long week, you know, but it's all good. But I'm going to get over it. And it's just going to be a fabulous evening. And you know what? Y'all going to help me get through this tonight. All right. So there was a subject that I wanted to talk about. It was celebrity sex tapes. All right. So one of my listeners, big supporter of the Raw Deal, appreciate you. They had gave me this topic. And they said, you know, what about celebrity sex tapes? Now, there is something surfaced, I think, late September, about Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj sex tape surface. Now, okay, my opinion. Hold on, let me see if Melissa out there. Girl, you out there?
I'm here.
All right. Now, Lil Wayne and Nicki. Now, first of all, I'm not sure because I've seen Lil Wayne and, you know how they say money makes you cute?
Right.
Money ain't made him look cute at all.
Okay. Money made him look worse on them dang on tattoos all over his face.
Absolutely. So you think about this sex, so just the thought of him being in a sex tape just irks me. And I'm like, why would you want to have that out there like that? I mean, so that, and then they said something about there was a Tupac tape out there. A Tupac tape service. I'm not sure anybody heard about that. Hold on. This aunt. What's up, man? How you doing this evening?
I'm all right. How are you, Catrice?
I'm good.
Hey there. How you doing? Who is that?
That's Mel.
Hey, how you, Mel? What's going on, baby?
She probably got on hold.
Okay.
Oh, you there? Okay, yeah. So I was talking about them sex tapes, the celebrity sex tapes. Did you hear about the Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj sex tape?
Yeah.
I mean,
would hope it's Nicki before the booty implant.
She had a booty implant?
Yeah, I heard that.
You know that ass ain't real. It don't even look right.
I gotta pull up some pictures. Wait a minute. Let me go ahead. Let me Google her. Cause I ain't seen it. I don't know.
Man, we don't care.
They money don't look you better, make you look better. Well, some of them get money and it make them look worse.
Yeah, it do. It do. Cause when I heard sex tape of Lil Wayne, I'm like, ew. Who wanna make a tape with him? Cause you know his money made him look worse.
Man. Nicki Minaj, Lil Kim.
Lil Kim. Ooh, don't get me started on Lil Kim.
Man.
Wow.
Don't get me
started.
What'd you say?
Lil Kim be clowning Nicki.
Man. She something up with her. Bring it to the office. Okay. So they got a website that says photos of Nicki Minaj ass.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Nah, he done already checked that out.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, I see what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, she's
unproportioned, not shaped right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess
what'd you say? Who want to walk around like that, huh?
Right.
Yeah, I see it now. Yeah, okay. I finally found one that she on stage, but I could see from the beginning and where she got the implant. Because it does look different.
Right.
It does look different. Oh, my goodness.
I know you eat a little better when you get out there and you know, with the big money, but ain't that much eating in the world.
No.
That's the only thing that affects
you. Right. Hey, hey, we want to make sure we all got to make sure that, you know, the asses look good. That's the thing. You know, that y'all went from the titties to the ass.
Man, I'm back on the titties now.
You back on the titties?
Man, I like titties and nipples.
Titties and nipples. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Man, speaking of nipples, this man was staring at this woman walking through the airport Monday. Now, I'm just going to honestly say, I actually looked. Because I was like, look how big her breasts are, and her nipples are, like, bulging out the shirt.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, does she have a bra on? And I'm like, yeah, she got a bra on, but it was just, like, totally out there. Just absolutely crazy. So yeah, man. Now, did y'all hear there was a sex tape out there with Tupac? They said a new one surfaced with Tupac.
I ain't heard that.
Yeah, they said something about it was on the Ryan Cameron show here in Atlanta, and they were talking about Tupac got, you know, there was some tape that surfaced with Tupac and somebody, and everybody's trying to get copies of it. I said, Tupac? Well, as long as Tupac been gone, y'all should just, shit, that could be old. That might be a classic.
Well, it is old, shit.
I said, that could be a classic.
Right.
Put it out there and say, hey, you know, we got this. Hold on, I done pulled it up. I would never release Vile Rapper's family. Tupac's tape, sex tape would never be released. Vile's the family member. It was on TMZ.
Shit.
Yeah. His mama said she got the tape. The tape was reportedly made in 1991 and features an unnamed woman performing oral sex on the rapper during a party. Well, yeah, that ain't no sex tape. That's just him getting head.
Right.
Shit. I mean, how many people have taped giving head? I mean,
right.
You know?
I still got a couple of videos myself.
you back, girl?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, how many sex tapes out there that, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, there ain't no sex tape. We want to see something down and dirty.
Right.
You know.
It's supposed to be done.
Exactly. You know. Pull something out, do a role play, put on a costume, something, shit. That's a sex tape. Shit, if you're going to have one, make it good. Shit.
I think it's probably every musician and actor out there got one of them getting
some men. Exactly. All right, let me ask y'all this. Do y'all got any naked pictures floating around out there somewhere?
Shit, I probably do. Before the gun.
I have two from my first husband, and I was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And he took some pictures of me. Even when we broke up, he wouldn't, I mean, you know, when we weren't together anymore, he would not give me them pictures, but he kept them in a safe.
Right.
And I don't see them now because I was like, I had a body then. I mean, you know, I'm still small,
right.
But I was little with the, you know, perky,
right.
Everything. I'm like, let's see what I was looking like then.
Hell yeah.
I'm like 19, you know.
Right.
Hey, let me see them.
Exactly.
That's it. And I was sleeping, so.
And you were sleeping.
Right.
See? Well, yeah, I can honestly say yes. I have about 4 Polaroids floating around there on the west side of Chicago. I know who got them. I know who got them. But every time I ask for them,
oh, man, when you come to Chicago, I'm going to get them to you. And then when I get to Chicago, oh, man, I'm not at the crib right now. But I know you got the
right. Yeah.
You know, you know how you know how you say you wanna. I ain't gonna run for no political office or nothing. You know that ain't gonna happen. But you know, yeah, one day I won't know nobody coming to my house and say, "Hey, Catrice, you know we found these photos. Is this you in these photos from 1989?" I'm like, "Well, damn, shit, I was like 16, 15, 17 years old. I'm like, well, you know, shit.
Right.
Who didn't take a naked picture with a Polaroid camera back then? Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Like, hey, that was the whole purpose of the Polaroid, so you can get it right then.
Exactly.
Right.
You take that Polaroid out, you shake it out, you're like, yeah.
Shaking back and forth.
And you're like, yeah, here we go. There you go. Hell yeah. So, you know, and it's funny because I always think about it. I said, damn, I had to get them damn pictures. But, shit, you know, it's been so damn long. Fuck it. Hey, I'm surprised they still got the motherfucker. Hell yeah, I still got them damn pictures. I'm like, well, goddamn.
Still got them.
He struck the memories, for real.
Man, I'm with you, Melissa. Shit, that was my heydays then. I was thin, nice and thin. I would just like to see them for myself.
That's what I said. You can keep them for
myself. Exactly. I'm like, damn, I remember them days.
Let me see.
Exactly. Then, you know, that's the point there. That is exactly the point. Now you ain't getting shit out of me. I ain't taking a picture, no sending shit. I don't know. No, it ain't happening. Yeah. It's definitely.
I know men do that. See, men don't have a problem. I can't tell you how many texts I've got of men in their partner cards. I can't even tell you how many.
Oh, yeah.
But, and then they will ask you, send me some negative pictures. Are you serious?
Right. Right.
I get them
as an inbox on Facebook.
Women really do that?
Yes. I'm telling you. Well, I'm telling you. Dudes have been sending me naked pictures as inbox messages on Facebook.
I get that on my cell phone, inbox. They don't have no shame. But do women really
Is there
women out there that do that? Just get pussy
shots. do you know a woman that you be sitting at home, you just mind your own business one day, and your phone go tweet, and you got a new multimedia message, you open it up, and all you see is coochie.
Yep, I had that. She'll send me pictures in her little negligees, whatever, pull the panties to the side, show the pussy.
Wow.
Any pictures. She'll send pictures of her lips, you know, all types of shit. But she would also send pictures when she went and got her hair done.
And I'm fine for women like us.
What'd you say? She went and saw pictures. She sent pictures when she get her hair done.
Yeah, she would do that too, so.
Mm.
I gotta add that in too,
boy. Man, see, you just get them random shots. So what be your response? What do you say when you see the pussy shot?
Whoa, damn!
Oh.
Can I get a lick? You know,
right.
I send something good back. You know,
right? You gotta boost it up. It ain't nothing like sending a naked picture to somebody and they don't even fucking respond to it.
Right.
And then you're like, well, damn, okay. You wonder if they got it and you send it again.
Yeah, I got it.
Right. Maybe they didn't. Maybe you didn't get it the first time. Here you go. Shit. Hell yeah. But shit, okay, so Aunt, have you randomly sent pictures of your private parts just for the hell of it?
No, only requests only.
Oh, only requests.
I don't just sit around looking at my dick and taking pictures of it. You know.
You know what I did have happen to me, though?
What?
I had a friend, and my husband had found his number in my phone or whatever. He sent him a picture of his dick and asked him, like, is your shit bigger than mine? If it ain't, you can't fuck with my wife. And dude called me, like, literally, like, is he gay?
Hey, that would have been my question, too, shit.
Yeah, that's some gay. That's some gay ass shit.
Mhm.
Yeah, that's some gay.
That was not an intimidating factor right there. That was a gay factor.
He's like, yo, dude, send me a picture of his job. I thought he was playing. I'm like, no. But now he really did, and he was just like, is it bigger than mine? And I'm wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't care. If he hears me or whoever run back and tell him, he should
have did. You send pictures of your dick, huh?
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
That's one question I never ask. Like, me and Tasha got in an argument one time, you know, whatever, whatever. She go, and his dick bigger than yours. I look at her like, damn, bitch, it's a billion motherfuckers on this earth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm quite sure somebody's dick. I'm quite sure it's a million motherfuckers with a bigger dick than me. That don't bother me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I would never ask a woman, is his dick bigger than mine? You know?
Yeah, that's like setting yourself up for heartbreak. Why would you, it's the old saying, you know, what you don't know don't hurt you, you know, right?
Right. Shit. Is he fucking you as good as I am with a bigger dick? That's the question, goddamn. Just because he's bigger.
Exactly. Because is he actually working it? That's one thing women got to understand. It don't have to be very large. Just need to know, understand how you work it. If you don't work it right, that's when everything gets all fucked up. You know how that is. All right, y'all, you know what I got to do. Y'all hold tight or call back.
Funny now. wanna lose.
Father, if you want,
I can't refuse.
I know you want me, yeah.
Well, I've never been to you.
I'm the beautiful queen. Got the Beatles on the record screaming, let it be. Come on, baby, rock with me. Let me hear you talk while we're making memories.
We had it all off, baby.
Right, all night I can take you there. Let's go, let me take care.
Yeah, you
Welcome back. I had to clear my throat. Excuse me, y'all. Welcome back, y'all. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all. You know, make sure you catch our lineup every Sunday night. We have the People's Sunday night on Monday night. That is 7 p.m. Central Time. That is Sharon the Man. On Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern is Attica Lundy right there with On the Rise. Wednesday night, every Wednesday night, you know how we do. The chairman, TL, the man that keeps us going with Grit Grind every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Thursday night, you know, yours truly right here, The Raw Deal with Catrice, 9 p.m. every Thursday night. Then we have So Ambitious, and that is every Friday night at 8 p.m. All right, y'all, I am back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. You know, we have to support our local come up because if we don't support them, their music's not going to get out there and they won't be heard nor won't be discovered. So we want to make sure that we support them the best way we possibly can. All right, so we've been talking about several different things this evening, you know, back to the sex tapes. Do you have any pictures floating around of yourself naked somewhere out there? You got some pictures of somebody naked that, you know, you're holding them hostage.
things, shit like that, you know. Or if you just want to just talk just general shit in general, you know, I'm just going to let you have that platform to do that. So that's all up to you. So you can talk as much shit if you like. All right, y'all. Mel, you right? You there, girl?
I'm
here. All right. So, you know, speaking of talking shit, let me kind of talk shit about a friend of mine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have this friend that she asked me to do something for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a very busy woman, and I ain't trying to toot my horn, but really, every minute of the day is occupied. Either I'm asleep or I got something going on, because basically my goal is to be a millionaire. And so when you want to be a millionaire, you got to really work it, right?
Right.
So my girlfriend asked me to do something for her. So I'm like, okay, I was a little set back at first. And I'm like, man, I really don't want to do this. You know, I ain't got time. But, you know, I'm trying to be that friend, you know?
Right.
While this heifer did not appreciate what the hell I did for her and complained about it. Now,
you
see, you know what? And to my, I'm saying to myself, see, this is why you don't do shit for people. Okay? Because
right.
They don't appreciate the shit you do for them, or they argue with you or get an attitude because you didn't do it the right way.
Or the way you want, they want
right,
you.
Exactly,
they
the way you want it to be done.
Now, then, right.
You know the saying, if you want something done right, you need to do it to fuck yourself.
Right.
Okay? That's basically how it works.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, all right, cool. So she just complained, and then, it went on for weeks. Okay? It wasn't a couple of days, you know, you let it die down, you say you cool with it. It went on for weeks. And see, I don't hold grudges, okay? I really don't. I found myself that there's no point of just being pissed off at somebody forever or have an attitude. Now, if I have a problem with you, I kind of choose if I'm going to address that problem with you or if I'm just going to leave it alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because some people you can address things with, and some people you can't.
Right.
You know, have you ever experienced that?
Mm-hmm.
With some folks, you know. Exactly. You know, so some folks you can say shit to, and others you just, you know what, it's not even worth me on time to even speak it. All right, we got I think this is Zeke. What's up, man? How you doing this evening?
What's going on?
All right. We got the Detroit love in the house. How's your week been this week, Zeke?
Been pretty rough.
I mean, what's been going on, man?
It's been rough.
You said it's just been rough, huh?
Yes, it's been rough.
Yeah, one more day.
Okay. The weekend is
what'd
almost
you say? Here. I got one more day.
You got one more day, and then the weekend is here.
Well, hey.
You know.
Well, shit. If you close by, maybe you can give me some of that good old skull and make it better.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. I was trying to motivate that brother for dying.
Right.
She's
trying to motivate you, but you trying to tell her what can motivate you, huh?
Right.
A closed mouth don't get fed.
Stop just asking, Frank.
Huh?
What did you just ask me to do? I didn't even want to say it.
I
did
said.
You just ask me to suck it in? That's what I'm asking.
Hey, hell yeah.
man. But you know what? Here you go. I had a rough week too. I traveled this week. I got off an airplane this afternoon. I'm tired because this whole time difference got me all messed up. You know, I just want to sleep for a good straight hour.
Well, I want to live for a good straight hour. But I didn't say it derogatory. I just said maybe if she was close by, she can give me some of that good skull, and I feel better.
You feel better. So that will release that rough week that you had.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, you know, it ain't nothing like a good dick sucking to release some stress.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't personally know for him, but you know, if that's help you relieve your stress, hey, you know,
that's right.
No problem, honey. I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, you say you can't help me out.
I can't do nothing for you.
Well, you know any motherfucker close by?
No,
you know the number. Do you know the number to 911?
None of us close by. Couldn't even
well,
help.
Fuck it, I gotta make do with what I got. Then,
you know what? Sometimes that's what need to happen. Exactly what needs to happen. All right, well, tell me something good, Zeke. So anything good that you know? Some you ran across this week. Anything you ran across this week? You like, what the fuck is that shit?
Oh man, shit. Nah, everything just been. I had a couple people passed away this week.
Oh man, sorry to hear that.
It's been a rough week.
I know how that can be. You know, you're trying to cope and deal with it and still be yourself at the same time. You know, and keep your composure. You know. Supposed to do all kinds of things, you know, but yeah, I understand that. Definitely understand that. All right, let's see who else we got to owe with. It's this time. You know who this is, y'all.
It's gotta be Mississippi Red.
I gotta give Mississippi Red his full introduction. Before he say anything, y'all, listen up. Coming on the air right now on the Raw Deal with Catrice is Mississippi Red, the freak of the month of October. The freak. This is him.
3 weeks. 3 weeks running. Freak of the week. Ain't nobody. I've been the only one to have won this award,
and I won't until someone dethrones me. If I can find someone to top the freakness of Mississippi Red, he will continue every week to be at the top of the chart. What's up, Mississippi Red? Tell me how your week been this week, baby.
Man, it's good. I'm still working. Until I get laid off, I'm still good. I'm still freaking good. I'm still eating ass good. But you know what? Puss in Boots wouldn't know shit about that. And he talk shit. I'll be seeing him. Listen, hold up. I'll be hearing him talking about every time them punk ass pussycat Lions win. He keeps talking about, can we go in the field? Can we go in the field? Man, come on. Aaron Rodgers gonna come slice your ass.
You're still talking about that shit now. Come on. We're not going to have no rivalry.
Okay, I'm just saying, no. He think the Lions doing something. Now we can go back to the freak show.
Oh my God!
Check it out, Lynn. Yeah. I wasn't the one that introduced everybody to a homemade pussy with the magazines and the Icy Hot and the tape and all that. That was some jailhouse type shit.
Mississippi said he was gonna bring that woman on, and he ain't brought her on yet.
Yeah, we still ain't. Like, We still ain't got the evidence, the proof.
You know what?
Let me call. You wasting your minute.
Can I say one thing real quick?
Go ahead, baby. Hold on.
I was arguing for 2 hours because I am having an affair with Mr. Greg.
Oh man.
What?
Okay. So you see. You see what happened, Mississippi Red. You messing up homes.
Oh man.
You fucking up homes right now.
Come on now.
Do you know how serious about it? I have never even met him. That ain't what I heard.
she talking about?
Right.
Okay.
That's
why her man is accusing her of sleeping with Mississippi Red.
Well, then he got a low self-esteem and he fucked up in the head.
Hey.
Hey, I want you to call my house tonight when I get home.
Right. And you back there?
Yeah.
All right. How about jerk chicken?
That's it. Bye.
Did you get the plantains with it, too?
No. I don't want to tell you what that looks like. Oh.
You don't like that?
No, I look like some shit.
Oh, dang.
Hey, you gotta get the plantains, man. You gotta get that orejo pollo.
Man, the plantains be off the chain.
Yeah, they do. They do, especially you get the what you call it.
Hell yeah. So, Mel, have you cleared it up? Are y'all cool
now? I wasn't
even
about to waste my time. I told you it was like 2 hours. I'm like, what? Whoever, I don't know what they told them, but I'm like, well, huh?
Y'all live in the same state?
You screwing them? We live in the same. Who, me and Mississippi?
No.
No.
Damn.
Me and my husband, he live in the same house. But me and Mississippi, no. I'm like, he came all the way in Milwaukee. That ain't what
so,
I heard. I said, Lord have mercy. I'm in Kitchener.
You in the motherfucking. So she in a domestic violence relationship.
How is that domestic violence?
Well, because if that motherfucker thinks she cheating with a nigga all the way in Milwaukee, then it's another nigga around her, around the corner, and he kicking her ass for talking to him then.
Oh, my goodness.
He gotta be beating her up.
Oh, my goodness. Man,
so
your perception of shit is so fucking interesting.
If he say she's cheating with a nigga and she live in, where you live in, St. Louis?
Kansas City.
And he in Milwaukee and you fucking him, what about the nigga who live in St. Louis? I mean, in Kansas City.
Me and Mel ain't never fucked.
But if he claiming,
no,
she had dreams
of me eating her ass, in my tongue and ass. That's what it was.
Are you saying that she called your name out of some sort in her dream? Because all she thinks about is his ass.
Nah, this is something somebody else told him. But I, you know, because me and Mississippi, we do play around with each other. But I'm like, no, I'm not.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Remember what that message you texted me on Facebook?
Which one? You talking about Inbox?
Yeah.
Who is this, Mississippi or Zeke?
The Zeke.
Huh?
The Zeke.
Which one? You talking about that I inbox you?
Yeah.
Which one?
Okay,
you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. You can say it.
Damn, y'all be inboxing each other and everything, damn.
Shit,
hey,
we
man,
all
look,
inbox
I,
each other.
Yeah, I mean, we all inbox each other, you know.
Look, man, I be trying to put my dick in something wet and hot.
With somebody's birthday, happy birthday. We inbox each other. Good morning, hello, good night. We talking each other in different languages. Bonjour. Well, you know what I'm saying? All type of shit. So that's how we are. But when it comes down to Thursday night, and we talking about the raw deal, you know, we just get on the horn. And let me see if I can get this. Let me see if I can get this girl on the line for her to box for me. I'm gonna call y'all right back, yo.
All right. We got an ass nigga talking.
Push one.
All right. Listen, this is the thing here. We working on week 3 now, trying to get Mississippi Red to get this house on here. Now, let's see what attempt we working on. I think, no, it's about 3-4 weeks now, ain't it? 4 weeks.
Man, he's just wasting his minutes. He ain't got no damn body.
Man, I'm trying to figure out when she going to get back. We ain't gonna
play this out. If a nigga say this nigga ass on paper, I believe him. He don't need nobody to vouch.
You believe him?
I don't believe. Yeah, I don't believe that shit.
Man, come on, guy. Who gonna walk around and say they lick ass?
a nigga who wanna lick ass but can't.
I believe my man. I believe the world champ.
Did you push her on? She from Detroit.
Hold on. I don't have another call on right now. It's just y'all three. Just y'all three.
Oh, she said she was trying. She had text me and said, "Sis, can y'all hit me or something?"
Oh, okay. No, she got to call in because I just had a Cali number out here. But other than that, I don't have no number of Detroit numbers out here.
It ain't gonna show no 313. It's gonna be like a 2.
Yeah.
Her
okay.
Number is like a 6.
Okay.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I saw that number, but she need to hit 1.
I told her, a dumbass.
Yeah. If you don't hit 1, I don't know if you want to talk or not.
Yeah. Get him back online.
Yeah. Oh, she a freaky motherfucker. I had some of that motherfucker. Oh yeah. She put this bullhead in her mouth. She tell you I'm working with a little something something.
Wow. Man, that's gonna call in.
Right. Have y'all ever role played before?
Me and her?
No, just in general. Have you ever role played?
Look, I ain't got time for all that shit.
What about you, man?
Not really. Nothing I can remember. Shit.
Man, okay. Yeah. Now, you got what you do is you pick somebody up at the club or at the zoo.
Everybody got time for all that bullshit. Give me some ass and go about your business.
Man, you got to bring the excitement. See, right now, you just still fucking. Okay?
Look, pussy ain't nothing but a word to me. It don't excite me like I did when I was young.
No.
So it's pussy ain't the same no more. I done got used to it. I'm the only nigga I know I can fuck, bust a nut, and dick won't even come out the pussy, get right back hard and bust another.
Say.
So it ain't like a motherfucker ain't got dick control. I ain't got time for all this baby dress up like a motherfucking nurse and all that bullshit. Man, please.
You ain't got time. You don't even want to play like that. You know, you need to get down to the business and do what you got to do, and that's it.
Look, I got enough motherfuckers perpetrating the fraud. I don't need no bitch perpetrating like she a nurse. And the bitch ain't even got a job.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Mel, you ever role play Mel?
Yeah.
See,
Mel, you don't give me some of that pussy. Fuck that shit.
Hey, Mel, next you're going to be fucking somebody from Detroit.
I'll have him like Martin Lawrence had, what do you say, and his slippers and bathrobe, put me down in the road.
Did you
know?
No.
She sound high than a motherfucker.
She's not high.
I'm not high, baby. I'm at work. That's how I sound.
So, hold on. You ain't answered the question.
I just told you, you're not ready for me.
That's not an answer.
The question was, is you high? And she said, and what did you say, Melissa?
He said I didn't answer him about giving him some pussy.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not giving you no pussy.
Okay, well, that's what I want to hear. Now I know you
want to
give me something.
You don't know how to ask nicely.
What'd you say? What did you say?
I said, because you don't know how to ask nicely.
Can you please give me some of that fat white pussy, fat wet pussy? Shit. What do you want me to do?
You know what? That's the first time I ever heard you be polite and say please.
I said, well, okay, please give me some of that old wet pussy.
Yeah. You even put the please in there.
She said something about be polite, be nice or whatever. Ain't gonna make that pussy no better though.
I didn't think it was possible.
Hey, I don't have a lot.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Next, Melissa, you're gonna be saying, who you fucking up in Detroit?
Right.
Right.
Hey, tell that motherfucker he ain't gotta worry about me. Cause I don't want none of that old raggedy pussy.
Oh, why you gonna say that? You don't know until you see it. You just can't say pussy raggedy. You don't know.
Well, all pussy raggedy shit.
No, not all pussy raggedy. No, don't think. No, it's not.
I ain't
gonna
bag on it. That's how good my shit is.
You say you ain't gonna brag on it.
That's how good it is. I ain't got to.
Motherfucker can't brag on something if it ain't hitting on nothing.
But there's no need to brag.
Right.
Why would you brag? I mean,
because there ain't such thing as good pussy anyway.
Oh no, there is a such thing as good pussy. There's some fucked up pussy.
No, it ain't.
Yes,
man, that's it. Oh. But, see, listen. Can I explain this?
Okay, go ahead. Explain.
Huh?
Explain.
Okay, listen. Mm-hmm. The reason why ain't such thing as good pussy is because a man can fuck you and not get a nut. Another man can fuck you and bust a nut. It's all in the mind. So you have to make pussy good. But head, it's a thing as good head.
All
and
right,
with the
all
pussy,
right.
You have to, you can make a pussy to whatever you want it to be. But when that motherfucking mouth get on that dick, a pussy can't do what a mouth can do. So, pussy is what you make it. You can make it good.
You mean to
just
tell me
pussy.
Every woman know how to suck dick?
Huh?
You ain't never had no teeth, nothing? You ain't never had
no teeth? I ain't never had no teeth.
I've had a bad head job.
A bad
don't
head? Hell yeah, there's a whole lot of bad. I think there's some bad pussy out there.
Pussy is what you make it. See, head. It's good head. Pussy, you can't say it's good pussy because you have to make it. See, head, you can't make head good. She got to do that to make it good.
Okay, but she got to do that to make her pussy good, too.
The man don't make
the pussy good.
Nah, because the man can fuck and you can lay there and he'll bust a nut. He can make it good. Can't no woman make her pussy good. The man have to make it good.
I think a woman can make the pussy good. That's what we do.
I bet you I enter more pussy than you.
You probably have.
I bet you have. Been.
Okay.
So I know what I'm talking about.
I'm sure you have.
So listen, I'm telling you, my perspective
I'm just saying, a woman with a pussy knows what needs to be done.
Listen, if you fuck 50 niggas, you might only make two of them bust a nut.
Well, I ain't never had that problem. So.
I'm telling you, pussy is what a man makes it. Mm. It ain't got shit to do with what you do. You can lay there if he want to fuck you and get a nut, he can. But with head, she have to make that motherfucker good. See, he can't do all the shit he can do with a pussy that he can do with a mouth. So with the pussy, she could just lay there and go to sleep and then can fuck you and come. But you can't go to sleep and have my dick in your mouth and make me come.
As long as it's open, she.
The moral of the story is, all pussy to a man have to make that motherfucker good.
He said wasn't no such thing as good pussy. That's where we started.
It ain't.
With.
It's good when a man makes it good.
Okay, you
got it. I think a woman has a lot of control over if she gonna make her pussy good or not.
No, that's bullshit.
I do.
Bullshit. Just like a man with a dick. I can fuck both of y'all, and one of y'all might not even get off.
But the thing is, that is you controlling your mind and what you want to do, if you want to come or not.
Ain't that what I just said? But
it has nothing to do with if the pussy's good or not. A woman can make the pussy good.
I can tell you, I've had sex with a man that had a small dick that could make me come like it was no tomorrow.
It wasn't, you know, it was
what he did, and so that's what I'm saying.
But I'm telling you that y'all pussy, when you talking about how good your pussy is, that's for another nigga to say. Every man is not going to feel the same in your pussy. Every man is not going to enjoy that old pussy unless he wants to.
All right, honey.
Well, I can see what you're saying, but I also think that it's a contributor with the woman also. The woman actually makes it good, along with the man helping to get to where he wants to be to make it feel the way he want to feel.
When I fuck, I want her to lay there and don't move a motherfucking muscle. Stay there and take it.
Yeah,
don't
because
be
you fuck.
Around.
That's all you do is fuck.
I'm going to put you in the huckabuck so you can't move.
Oh, here we go. That,
and then your motherfucking ass going to feel every inch of this dick up inside of your guts.
Man,
if a motherfucker.
Mississippi Red, are you back?
Hello.
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 He ain't got it, I bet.
Hey, I got somebody that can vouch for me. Nikki, tell her.
Mississippi Red, suck pussy, lick ass, you could piss on them.
Damn.
Even shit on them. God damn.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay.
He like, I ain't tell you to
be quiet. Wait a minute. Everybody be quiet.
Hold on.
Let Nikki tell. Listen.
I have put everybody on mute.
You could. Mississippi Red so damn freaky, you could shit on a nigga.
Nigga, you know what? So we giving Mississippi Red the freak of the month. We need to do that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
What black nigga you know gonna let a bitch shit on them?
Okay.
Nobody but Mississippi motherfucking Red.
Okay.
Did you shit on him?
Nah, see them.
Hell yeah.
Nikki.
After
oh,
I got
Lord.
Done eating cheese and drinking milk.
I'm through. Mississippi Red, you are. You is the nastiest motherfucker in the world.
Right, that's a nasty motherfucker on the real.
I've been told it's lawless world order. I'm the nastiest motherfucker on the planet.
That motherfucker's so nasty, he look nasty. With that big ass back.
And that long ass tongue.
Oh, hey, all
I want to know is, was you licking her ass?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's what she's telling y'all. And you already know that. You already know that pussy and booty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. So you won.
I eat pussy and I lick ass. Yes, I do.
And you like to get shitted on. You ain't tell us that.
Right.
Yeah. No, she didn't change. You know what, Nikki?
Don't even jack. He only wanted it to be between me and him, but that shit is true. That motherfucker like to get shitted on.
Wait a minute.
Everything coming out.
Do you eat chili fries before you shit on it?
Hell yeah.
Nasty motherfucker.
Thank you.
You're goddamn right.
This nigga wanna get shit
you
on.
You damn Skippy.
My God. You shitting on niggas? Oh, Lord.
Hell yeah. Straight shitting on niggas.
That remind me of that skit Biggie got.
Old girl told me to shit on her.
That's what you call real shitting on niggas.
Right.
When you actually take the
y'all
shit.
Nasty.
Right.
You nasty for shitting on him, and he's stifling for letting you do it.
You damn
yeah.
Skippy.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Nikki, so Mississippi Red, you know, he's
Nikki
a motherfucker.
Nikki,
you
I want
goddamn
a
right.
On your ass.
A motherfucker with a capital M.
Do we shit on you?
HailToTheNaw.com.
HailToTheNaw.com. What, you shitting on him? He can't shit on you.
Hell no. Nah. Hell no.
You nasty ass little woman. Shitting on
you. You goddamn right.
And do you wipe your ass with his tongue?
Oh,
hell
man.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
no,
the best way to get clean.
Miss Zippy Red.
I'm here.
Zippy
oh,
okay.
Red, will you please kill
no,
yourself?
No, let me tell y'all something, okay?
Go ahead.
Nah, a few times I didn't help pussy when she was on her rag, but she had a tampon in it. I've licked the clit. I don't go in the hole.
Oh,
when she was on her rag.
Shit.
Nikki,
yes,
stop. Nikki, still. Stop.
That's
Nikki,
the best cut ever.
Wow.
He ain't
lying.
He ain't lying, is he?
Come on.
He not
I ain't
lying,
that,
is he?
I'm a freak. I'm nasty, but I ain't that nasty.
No,
you
that
ain't
that
nasty.
You getting
shitted
on.
I mean,
he likes
you know,
to get shitted on.
This right here.
Is disgusting.
This is the record. I'm going to print off a certificate. It's going to be sent to you.
You
got my
get it for the next 5 years.
You got my address.
What's that for the life of
hey, Mississippi, you won, man. You won. We ain't never got a
yeah.
Question
okay.
You no more.
All right.
At the end of the year, when I do the best of Catrice, this is going to be number one.
Yeah.
I'm going to
hey. I got a shit right now.
Shit on.
Nah. This is gonna be number one in the top show for 2011.
But you know he's so little, I gotta get a damn a chair.
Oh Lord.
I gotta get something to lift me up.
Well, hey, what's her name? Who's shitting on people? What's your name, baby?
My name is Nikki, aka Asia, baby.
Nikki, how do you look?
Out of where? Tell them where you from, Nikki.
I'm from the Mill Town.
Where are you from? I said, how you look?
I look good. I look
you,
good.
You
look like one of the tech.
You
I look
gooder
than the government tech, baby.
Go ahead, girl.
Do you look like one of them little kids see on the TV with the flies flying on them and shit?
No.
She looked good. They used to call her Beyonce. They used to call her Beyonce in school.
You see my shit down the track flies and only attract niggas.
You shit on people. Hey, I'm through with you. I'm through.
She actually,
are you
to the point where you gonna shit over somebody?
But my ass so big, I gotta spread it to take that shit and let it come straight out on Mississippi Red.
Oh yeah, you need to go. You know what? If y'all ain't doing nothing later on tonight, kill yourself. You motherfuckers is two freaky motherfuckers.
Catrice,
Nikki, she got her own Facebook page. She's stripping in Atlanta and St. Louis. She go all over town. She go all over the United States.
Nikki, what?
Yeah,
I ain't got Facebook no more.
Oh, you ain't got Facebook.
The only face where I'm booking is on Mississippi Red.
Mm.
Oh, Lord.
That's the only face I'm booking on.
I wouldn't even want to fuck with her after you Mississippi Red. You nigga wouldn't be doing shit but playing with her.
Okay.
Jeez.
Right. It's like you can't stop that. You done pulled out all your A game, but shitting on the motherfucker, you can't stop that shit.
No, that's some disgusting shit.
He ain't tell you that I tie him down. You tie him down, cuff him and stuff the panties in his mouth, then I take my shit.
Oh, you a nasty motherfucker.
I got a question. Let me ask this question, y'all. So it's not that you losing yourself from what he's doing to you. You actually sit on him.
I'm a shit.
No, stop it. Nikki, stop it.
I'm
no,
a shit.
Don't tell her stop that. You the one opening up the gate.
Right. You the one that opened up the ass, the shit ass.
Right. Let her go. You don't get a little nasty ass, little nasty ass.
Hey, I was getting some heads one day that was so tremendous. You know how you tighten up, cause it's like you finna lose everything. You know what I'm saying? I've been in that predicament. You know what I'm saying? But you telling us you just shit on this nigga.
I'm just shitting. I give off on shit.
And she lying.
She ain't lying. She ain't lying.
She lying. He don't want to be all out there.
I don't want it
to be all out there.
If she's lying about shit, everything you said is a lie.
Yeah,
it's
too late
to say
it's a lie. You've been telling us you eat ass for the last 5 months.
Hell yeah. You been eating shit.
I ain't got no
corn.
No, so.
You eat the corn out of shit.
Hey, Catrice, it's time for the show finna go off the air.
Uh-oh.
About time. No, because Nick's killing.
Look at you. Okay, hold on. Let me just recap here. Okay, it is totally, absolutely, without a doubt, confirmed. The Mississippi Red is the freak. I mean, I'm just gonna say the freak of the year until someone else comes.
Call him a freak.
unless someone comes on the show between now and December 31st and top anything
what
that we just heard.
I'm not here.
What male at? She right here. I'm speechless. Why you ain't saying nothing, Mel?
Now you just all off the words. Just fucked up your whole understanding, your whole damn day.
Right.
It's all about Mississippi Red getting shit now.
Man,
Mississippi Red, you the shit,
okay? I'm sorry.
Let me tell you a little story. Okay, back in middle school, I was probably in sixth grade, and dude tried to fight me, and you know what I'm saying? We was going around in the subway, whatever, but I had my guards up. I was trying to, you know, he was trying to fight, I was trying to fight him. He was like, man, you ain't nothing but a little pussy. I said, hey, man, you are what you eat.
Mm-hmm. We heard
that. I never called myself an ass.
You a foul as shit.
Man.
You a foul as shit. No, she. Well, I'm
you are
well,
what you eat.
Right, I ate pussy and ass.
Man.
You eat shit.
I ain't never got
you
shit at all.
You eat corn out of that girl's shit.
Man, that's deep. All right, y'all.
All the good down south food mixed up in that.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. All right. Listen, y'all. This right here has made my evening. I have actually woke up. Okay. I was tired and sleepy and it's going to crash as soon as I get off the air. But I have to now go and smoke something to soak all what I just heard in.
Man.
Okay.
I'll fuck around with nightmares tonight.
Okay. So, with that said, everybody, you know what? I appreciate y'all. Every week, y'all call it in. Y'all support me. I really do. That gets my numbers up. I love the support, y'all. This is it. Mississippi Red, hands down to you. Nikki, thank you.
Okay.
Thank
hey,
you, girl.
She gonna be Catrice.
Yeah, yes. I'll be on here.
I'll let her call. She'll call for next.
You're more than welcome to call in. We talk nothing but shit all day. I keep saying
we don't talk shit. This is the last conversation about shit.
I don't know, Mississippi Red, I have a newfound, different view of perspective of you, and the vision
in
my
head. Give me the Donnie, triple play.
The division in my head is just uncanny. Y'all, I just want to say, I thank y'all, I appreciate y'all. This is Catrice. You have been listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. You catch me every Thursday night right here, 9 p.m. Eastern. All right, y'all. I'll catch you later. You know how we do. You got to get it hot before you get it wet. This is Just Like Magic by Donnie Williams.
Yeah.
Don't care. And when I see her, walking down my lonely street. The girl walks right by me like I'm impossible to see. I'm love's unknown soldier fighting for her. But that girl just won't see me, and it's tearing me, it's tearing me, tearing me apart. My mind is spinning round and round my feeling so. When will she wake up? 'Cause I'm tired of being invisible. Girl, I'm your rainbow shining through a storm of tears. But when I'm near you, you always make, always make. Never, never let you.